USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could there be possible movement in dealings with North Korea? A U.S. special envoy for the North is reportedly meeting with the South Korean president today. Envoy Stephen Bijin arriving today for a three-day stopover before heading on to Japan to meet with the prime minister there, Shinzo Abe. It's not known whether he's also going to meet with negotiators from North Korea in an effort to revive talks on denuclearization. The North saying it will go down, quote, a new path if their conditions regarding denuclearization are not met by the U.S. by the end of the year. Reports are the White House will announce this week that around 4,000 U.S. troops are going to be coming home from Afghanistan soon. That would leave just under 9,000 American troops in that country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A city gets cyber attacked. Now the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, says they're entering recovery mode after it was forced to declare a state of emergency.
When we talk about recovery mode, it's about building, like you're building a new house. And this is as it relates to our technology within city government.
She says over 4,000 computers and 400 servers are being cleared one by one, and data is being recovered. They say early detection helped limit the damage done to that data. The city also says at no time was public safety impacted. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow breaking a voting record by winning this year's Heisman Trophy. He had one of the most impressive seasons ever by a college football quarterback and helped lead LSU to the top ranking in the college football playoff. He won by the largest margin in the history of the Heisman, receiving over 90% of the first place votes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As toxic volcanic gases still fill the atmosphere around New Zealand's White Island, recovery efforts are continuing for at least two unfound victims. John Clemens has more.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain who had taken the tourists to the island when the volcano erupted on Monday. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement said a recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions and the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano, which is the exposed tip of a mostly undersea volcano, is highly volatile and could erupt again.
And a high school football team in Newtown, Connecticut, winning the state title there on the seventh anniversary of the mass shootings at a school there, 20 first grade students and six adults gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown on December 14th, 2012. Well, yesterday, Newtown High School won the state championship on the final play of the game. It was Newtown's first state title in football since 1992. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.